with The Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. The lingering winter has passed, and thousands of frogs are singing in the watery ditches that flank the fields of Mary Ann Peterman's farm on Maryland's eastern shore.
My family's been here four generations. I was born and raised here on this farm and in this house.
After all these years, she dreams of growing something new on her 100 acres, a wind turbine taller than the Statue of Liberty. When the wind is blowing right, the turbine could provide enough power not only for her farm, but also for the homes of about 500 neighbors without any pollution. The turbine would be one of 50 built in Somerset County as part of the planned Great Bay Wind Energy Center, which could be the first wind farm on the Delmarva Peninsula. The $200 million project could provide tens of thousands of dollars a year each to dozens of landowners who have signed leases with Texas-based Pioneer Green Energy.
It would help us keep our farm and our family because it would generate extra income so our children would have the income. Our house was built in the 1840s. We'd like to keep that for our kids. And as you know, there's a lot of upkeep on things like that. And we'd like to be able to leave this land in agriculture for future generations.
Her clean energy crop has the backing of officials on the Eastern Shore, local farmers, and environmentalists. They have all been advocating wind development as a way to create jobs and fight global warming. But the proposal has been hit by a hurricane of political opposition. On the other side of the bay, in southern Maryland, elected officials complain the giant whirling blades could compromise the advanced radar system at the Patuxent River Naval Air Station in St. Mary's County. A potential solution to the problem, already endorsed by the base's admiral, would be to pause the turbines when the radar system is used to test experimental planes. But the opponents worry the extra step could inconvenience defense contractors and drive their business away from southern Maryland. Some also object that bald eagles could be killed by the windmills. Last week, representatives of Southern Maryland told a General Assembly committee that the wind farm should be put on hold until more study of the radar issue is completed. Here's State Delegate John Bohannon, a Democrat.
The Adams radar system, the Advanced Dynamic Aircraft Measurement System, will be significantly impacted by wind turbines within its line of sight. The Navy is not crying wolf here. This is a real conflict that is not easy to solve.
In response to these complaints, on Saturday, the General Assembly approved a bill that would impose a 15-month delay on the construction of any wind farms in much of Maryland.
That bill would effectively kill our project.
This is Paul Harris, development manager with Pioneer Green Energy, out near Mary Ann Peterman's farm. Harris said the delay would be deadly for the project because federal tax credits, land leases, and an electricity interconnection agreement would all expire, costing millions of dollars. He warned that the bill could scare away all future wind farm development from Maryland's eastern shore and the Chesapeake Bay.
For other developers who are interested in coming to this state, I think they would look at this legislation as a really chilling sign for the business community here as far as what can happen if you come to the state of Maryland and you spend $4 million in 4 years developing a project, and then at the last minute, the rules will shift.
Mary Ann Peterman's dream of growing green electricity on her farm is now up to Governor Martin O'Malley, who could either sign the bill or veto it. With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is a blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? And how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend.